And while generalized human freedom must be premised on individual freedom from necessity, the only way the grandfather in that story could be free, that is to say, could create himself. I shouldn't use the word free, because you ain't free when you're in the midst of a global reality based in compulsion, in force. So if we read that story together, we'll see he wasn't free. They could do with him as they pleased. And a lot of us try to just like the grandfather in that story, we try to figure out how to hang on to ourselves in the midst of a system built on slavery, on coercion, on forcing people to, based in forcing people into the roles, the ranks that power needs to perpetuate itself. And we all, just like him, try to figure out an individual solution. It don't work like that, not when we're in a system. That's what system means, totalitarian. Take it global, it's real totalitarian then. And while generalized human freedom must be premised on individual freedom from necessity, from the rule of compulsion in our lives, this doesn't mean the collapse of sharing into a multiplicity of individual, small, and arbitrary tyrannies. We naturally congregate and share our knowledge. And we have the technology now to do it globally. That's why we can get free. We couldn't do it before. Tesla was absolutely right in his analysis. It's all about our talking about it, breaking the mind lock of a totalitarian mindset of abandonment. So Heidi on her mountain has the whole world with her goat shed, and she can decide what she wants to learn from it, as well as from her Falkness. That's the name the grandfather has given to one of the mountains, Falcon's Nest. And her Schwanli and her Barley, the two goats' names. She can laugh with a friend in Afghanistan every morning and watch the high cliff snow afire in the evening light announce the coming night, once force is gone from our lives.